This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. The legislative session is over, but Montpelier is already gearing up for the next one, and the biggest single issue will be single-payer health care. But when it comes to getting a workable plan on the table, it appears there will be a dual effort to get help from more than one source. Both the legislature's joint fiscal office and the administration of Governor Peter Shumlin are looking for consultants to help them work through the single-payer plan. Well, VPR healthcare analyst Hamilton Davis has been writing about the plans at VPR.net, and he joins us now in the studio to tell us more about it. Ham, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Mitch.
So let's talk about the Joint Fiscal Office first. Why do they want a consultant?
I think the primary reason they want a consultant is political. I think that they need to, that the leadership of the legislature is convinced that it needs to have its own analysis of the single-payer plan in order to remain politically credible. It doesn't mean that the material they're looking for doesn't matter. It does matter. But it could be done in conjunction with the administration, and they've chosen to do it this way. I think it's for political reasons.
Because they don't want to appear as though they're just going along with whatever the Shumlin administration decides?
Yes, they want their members to believe that the members are having an independent, detailed, professional look at the question rather than simply accepting what they're told by the Shumlin administration. And I think that the information won't change that much. The information is going to be that they could get from the administration will be fine, but it won't be politically credible unless they have their own person.
Now, the Shumlin administration has hired Michael Costa to design a health care financing plan. We've talked about him before. He's also in the market for a consultant. What's he looking for?
Well, he's looking for something a little different. His job, Costa's job, is to come up with the plan. And what he needs in order to do that, he's been working on it for 2 years, but what he needs to complete that work when he distributes the cost of the $2 billion that they have to raise is he distributes that across businesses to individuals and so forth. He needs to have an assessment of how they will react to that, how businesses and individuals will react to various ways that he could run his plan. He needs to see that.
Now, you mentioned that the governor is going to go one way with a consultant, the Joint Fiscal Office with another. I mean, isn't there a danger here that they could get two very different consultants' views and that could put the entire single-payer plan in jeopardy?
I don't think so. I think the consultant for the legislature over the next 6 months will simply be looking at the way that we pay for health care in Vermont now. That's not going to be a huge matter of argument. It's not going to be a matter of contention. Costa has to know that too, and they could share that. They could share that piece of it. I don't think that the fact that they're getting that initial information is a bad thing at all. When they will need it is when the actual Shumlin plan comes on the floor. At that point, then the legislature absolutely will need its own consultant.
Well, what kind of a bigger role, will these consultants play once that financing plan is released?
The consultant for the Shumlin administration will be over. That contract is going to be completed by the time the legislature opens. So then at that point, it doesn't mean that the Shumlin administration won't have its consultants. It does, but it has its own staff. And Costa and his colleagues have been working on this plan for more than 2 years. They're going to be experts on their own plan. The legislature, if it feels that it needs to have its own independent analysis rather than looking at the analysis it gets from the Shumlin people, they have no other way to get it. They can't get it from their own individual members. Way too complex for that. So at that point, then they absolutely could use their own consultant, but that wouldn't be needed until January.
We've been hearing that Governor Shumlin would like to have a single-payer plan in place by 2017. Where are we now on the timeline of a shift to single-payer?
2017 is the absolute earliest that could happen. You cannot have a single-payer until you get some waivers from the federal government, and there's no way to tell whether they would do that. They can't do that until 2017 at the earliest. Really, the question now is how long will it take the legislature to analyze the Shumlin plan, decide whether they want to do it, and then take a vote to favor it? They have to enact the financing plan into law. It's not possible at this time to say when that would be. The assumption is that it would be in 2015. It would be in the next legislative session. I actually think there's very little chance that they can get this done in 2015. I think they will be pressed to get it done by 2016. And it's not impossible that they would end up, even in 2016, needing a special session to do it. I don't think that we're going to see a full resolution of this problem for probably until 2016.
Hamilton Davis is VPR's healthcare analyst. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Mitch.